We killed hogs, 4 or 5 hogs every winter, and every morning we'd get up, we had gravy and biscuits and potatoes and meat as long as our hogs last, and after that we just had gravy and biscuits every morning for breakfast. And I had me a 1/2 gallon syrup bucket for a lunch bucket, and I'd carry me a sausage biscuit or a ham biscuit as long as they last, and then after that, well, I just carry me a sausage biscuit or two in that bucket. And we raised cane and made syrup, and after we run out of meat, well, we'd have syrup biscuits for lunch. And Ruby's husband, Arnold, he worked over at the syrup mill where we had our syrup made, and he got his fingers in there and cut 2 of his fingers off. And an old doctor came out and sewed the skin back over it, and he never did go to a hospital or nothing. They just kind of pulled the skin back over it and sewed him up, and that's all it was to it. And then mother died when I was 13, and so Claude got drafted in 1941, and in the wintertime, we had this old Model T truck, and in the wintertime, have to crank it in the winter. Well, sometimes it would kick, and the crank handle would come back, and it broke my dad's wrist. And, of course, he couldn't milk, couldn't do hardly anything with that broken wrist. In the wintertime, we'd have to jack up a wheel, and the back wheel, because the transmission was tied to the motor some way or another. And then we'd pour hot water in the radiator, and then we'd get us a pan of coals out of the stove and put under the oil pan and warm the oil up. And that's the way we'd get it started in the wintertime. And then it didn't have any doors on it, so we'd take that pan of coals and put in the floorboard, and we'd put a quilt over our feet. And that was our heater that kept us warm while we was going to wherever we was going to town, and we'd have that heater built in there. And then we'd milk cows, and we sold cream and eggs on every Saturday. We'd go to Joy and sell the milk and egg, or cream and eggs, and we'd buy flour and sugar and coffee. And if we had any money left, we'd buy a loaf of bread for Sunday. One time, my dad and I was down in the cellar, and there was a snake's tail hanging out between the rocks and the steps going down. And he told me to get back, and he was going to catch that snake by the tail and pull him out and hit him against the rocks and kill him. And when my dad got that snake by the tail, well, the snake's head was right back in there. When he got his tail, the snake caught my dad's hand. He put on quite a show. We raised a lot of sweet potatoes and peanuts. In the wintertime, well, my dad would take the peanuts and sweet potatoes to town and park by the courthouse or somewhere and sell those in the wintertime. We had a little money coming in for things in the winter by selling peanuts and potatoes. And after my mother died, well, I made biscuits and done the cooking while he milked, and then we'd have to go to school. And after he got drafted, well, I couldn't do everything, so I had to quit school.